Welcome to Chomping Down the RD Exam. I'm Dietitian Faraz. I hold a doctorate in education. I've been a professor for several years, and I'm here to help you conquer your exam, and I know you will, because you are smart, you are skilled, and you got this. Hit it! Hey there, welcome to the episode. So it has been a really crazy time because my wife, both of our two little kids, and myself all got sick. So it's been a whirlwind trying to navigate that, but we're doing better, thankfully. And it's time to get back on the episode grind, get you guys licensed, and it's time to delve into another topic. And today's topic is going to be atherosclerosis. With that being said, let's get into our appetizer question. Out of the following four people listed, who would be considered the most likely to develop atherosclerosis? A, a person with lactose intolerance. B, a person with a triglyceride level of 117. C, a person whose father and uncle had atherosclerosis. D, a person with an LDL cholesterol level of 67. We have so many arteries, and they're constantly working to distribute oxygen-rich blood throughout our bodies. Sometimes the walls of arteries may become susceptible to the buildup of plaque, and plaque itself consists of cholesterol, calcium, and other substances. There are different theories as to why plaque accumulates in the arteries, and one theory posits that with enough inflammation, artery walls can become damaged. And in general, when things get damaged, they're more likely to open up and get compromised, right? So that's what happens in the artery walls. The walls get damaged, and this leaves them more open for stuff to get trapped inside, like plaque. And when plaque builds up, it is known as atherosclerosis. Now, some of the biggest risk factors for developing atherosclerosis include things like smoking, hypertension, heredity, obesity, and elevated blood lipids. We can remember these risk factors with a mnemonic SHOE, with the S standing for smoking, the H standing for both hypertension and heredity, the O standing for obesity, and the E standing for elevated blood lipids. So basically what happens is these risk factors can cause inflammation to the arteries, and that's going to make them damaged. And that will trigger plaque accumulation, which is what atherosclerosis basically is. Now, in addition to these risk factors, there are some specific lab values that have been associated with a higher chance of developing atherosclerosis. So, for example, having a triglyceride level higher than 150, or an overall cholesterol level higher than 200, or an LDL cholesterol level higher than 100, and either an HDL cholesterol level lower than 40 in males, or an HDL cholesterol level lower than 50 in females, are all lab values that can put people at risk for developing atherosclerosis. Now, these lab values can vary based on the facility collecting the labs, but in general, these are the levels to be mindful of. Now, when the process of atherosclerosis specifically takes place in the coronary arteries that carry blood to the heart, it's called coronary artery disease. Now, as plaque builds up, the arteries get more hard and more narrow, and sometimes plaque can actually rupture or break, and that can result in the formation of a blood clot, aka a thrombus, at the site of the rupture. And the blood clot can then block the artery and actually prevent blood flow, which can lead to different cardiac events. And the main cardiac event that we need to be aware of is when a blood clot significantly or completely blocks a coronary artery. And what happens is blood flow through that artery is significantly or completely restricted, and the affected area of the heart doesn't receive enough oxygen and nutrients. And if blood flow isn't restored right away, that affected area of the heart begins to die. And this condition is known as a myocardial infarction, aka a heart attack, which, as you know, is a medical emergency. We go over atherosclerosis in more detail in our dietitian exam review program, which you can check out at chompdowndietetics.com. With that being said, let's get back to our appetizer question. Out of the following four people listed, who would be considered the most likely to develop atherosclerosis? A, a person with lactose intolerance. B, a person with a triglyceride level of 117. C, a person whose father and uncle had atherosclerosis. Or D, a person with an LDL cholesterol level of 67. So let's start with a person with lactose intolerance. So lactose intolerance is a bummer. I have it, and I can attest to the fact that it's a bummer, but we haven't really seen anything in the literature connecting having lactose intolerance and having a higher risk of developing atherosclerosis. No significant association, especially with regards to the other risk factors that we talked about that have been very much associated with developing atherosclerosis. So we can definitely eliminate this answer choice. How about B, having a triglyceride level of 117? So our threshold said that anything above 150 indicates a risk of developing atherosclerosis. Obviously 117 is below 150, so we can eliminate this answer choice. How about C, a person whose father and uncle had atherosclerosis? So clearly this person has a hereditary factor of developing atherosclerosis. And if we go back to our mnemonic of SHU, we know that the H in SHU stands for both hypertension and heredity. So this could very well be the correct answer choice. But as is customary, we always go through all the answer choices. Not only is it good practice, but it's good technique to make sure you read everything when it's presented to you and you don't rush. So let's move on to D, a person with an LDL cholesterol level of 67. So we established a threshold for LDL as well, which was 100. And we said that having a value of greater than 100 for LDL indicates a higher chance of developing atherosclerosis. So we know the value of 67 is below 100, so we can eliminate this answer choice as well. That leaves us with C, and that is indeed the correct answer. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hit us up on our socials, talk to us, let us know how your exams are going. With that being said, I will catch you later. Bye-bye.